fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Tuesday, the 7th day of November, year of our Lord, 2017. Welcome to the John Moore Show. Prep for tip of the day. I haven't mentioned this for quite a while, but most of you own motor vehicles. Question, do you want your cars, trucks, motorcycles to get better fuel economy, better mileage, last longer, and spend less on oil changes? If you answer in the affirmative in those 3 questions, you really need to check out AMSOIL. I first started using AMSOIL, it would have been about 1979. Yeah, about 1979. A friend of mine, another Vietnam vet, college classmate of mine, he said, John, you need to try this stuff. At the time, I had a little two-door sports car that had a temperature gauge on an actual gauge, not a light, that a gauge that read out in degrees. So I changed the oil and fired the car up, and I noticed that the engine was running 10 degrees cooler. Well, the heat is a consequence of friction, which told me instantly that there was less friction in that little engine of that little sports car. My Lincoln Town Car, just in the last couple of days, turned over 365,000 miles, and I've been using AMSOIL. I've got about, I would say, right at 1 million miles on AMSOIL products in several different vehicles. So check it out. The AMSOIL products are right there at my website. You actually do save money when you change oil once every 25,000 miles instead of every 3,000 miles. Well, you can figure out the cost savings pretty darn quick. That's your prepper tip of the day. We're going to have open lines this first hour. Call number is 800-313-9443. The second hour, we'll have Leon Green, and we'll talk about all the things that Leon and I talk about. Well, the tragedy in Texas is already being pushed back into the news cycle. There's still a lot of headlines, but they will, by the end of the week, it'll be pretty much off the front page of the various news outlets. at the moment on Drudge, the headline is about Donald Trump being in Asia. And then there's one, two, three, four. There's, looks like, seven articles on Drudge regarding the shooter there in Texas, in that little town. The church I go to, it's a country church, a Baptist church, with a town of 650 people, a little bit bigger than the one in Texas. Church is about the same size physically and also in terms of congregation. And the pastor also has a 14-year-old daughter. It's way too much similarity to suit me. I talked to him a couple of hours in mid-afternoon Sunday, pastor of the church. And he said, John, I've been thinking about you. I said, yes, pastor, I've been thinking about you too. And we need to take action. We being all Christians nationwide need to take action. And we talked about this yesterday. All Christians, literally, nationwide, need to take action and put in place what needs to be put in place to make sure the congregations are safe. And it's past time. It's obviously past time. We're looking at 26 funerals coming up here in the next week or so once the coroner releases these bodies for the funeral directors. That little town will never, ever be the same. It will be 75, 80 years into the future before some kind of normalcy there. That's how the size of that tragedy for that little community. What do? Well, you talk to your pastor. Let him know that you support the church having viable, serious armed security on the premises. That needs to happen. It really, really needs to happen. I don't want to spend a whole lot of time dwelling on that. We spent 2 hours on it yesterday, and we can move on from there. I got word from Tim Spencer last night that the National Guard nationwide is on 24-hour alert. That's pretty serious stuff. They aren't being told why. I was told by my friend Command Sergeant Major Page recently that a recent graduating class from infantry school in Fort Benning, this would have been within the last 2 months, six or 7 weeks or so, they had the graduation ceremony. The graduating infantrymen got to spend 1 hour with their families, and they were shipped out to their new duty stations. They didn't even do that in Vietnam, and we were pretty desperate for manpower in Vietnam, to say the least. I'm pretty sure, and there may have been exceptions, but my knowledge is the GIs got a one-month leave prior to going off to combat. I know I did, and I cherished that one-month leave and certainly made the best of it. Something is going on. My belief, it's related to Korea. We got Pentagon officials saying that we've run out of options with North Korea. Now, I haven't read this article on Drudge here. It says that President Trump is calling for North Korea to make a deal. I would dearly love to see that happen instead of war. We don't need war with North Korea, which would probably involve China and Russia. It's foolish not to think otherwise. It's foolish to think otherwise, is what I'm trying to say. That if we go to war with North Korea, Russia, and China, North Korea has been a client state of China since day one. There would be no North Korea if it wasn't for China. And to a lesser extent, they're a client state of Russia. All the pieces are in place. I told Tim Spencer, I said, Tim, it'll be a meat grinder. If we go to war with North Korea, it'll be an absolute meat grinder. They talk about, the Pentagon officials talk about 80,000 troops being in that area, or 80,000 American troops. That's a pittance compared to what it would take to invade a country that size. And we need to remember the warning of General Douglas MacArthur, who spent probably half or more of his adult life in the Far East. And he warned us, he told us, he says, do not get involved in a war on the Asian landmass, a war of attrition on the Asian landmass. You don't want to do that. America's got no business ever being involved in a war of attrition on the Asian landmass, which we did, of course, in Vietnam. Look what happened there. I don't want to dwell on that conflict, that war, too much, but there's a different mindset among Asians. They do truly think differently than Caucasians. They do. They think of life and death differently than Caucasians. Not that they don't cherish their loved ones. I had quite a few friends in Vietnam, Vietnamese nationals, and I circulated among the population every opportunity I had, typically on weekends and evenings, lunchtime, whenever I could, I would circulate among the population, go shopping, and go to the restaurants. I'd even squat down on the side of the road and have a meal from a street vendor, which we're told not to do, but it didn't make me sick. I've watched these folks and their the sadness that they feel when they lose a loved one, and it's genuine, real sadness that these people feel when they lose a family member or somebody they're close to. On one hand, on the other, the leadership over there is prepared to sacrifice as many Asian lives as they need to accomplish their goals. We've seen that over and over again. Lives of their own people, obviously, as well as lives of their enemies. So I hope that our leaders will remember what Douglas MacArthur said, to not get involved in a war on the Asian landmass, a war of attrition. And that's essentially what the Vietnam War was, a war of attrition. It was all body count. Success or failure was measured in dead bodies on both sides. What a bizarre way to fight a war. What a wrong way to fight a war. But that's what we did. Here at home, I had dinner last night with a couple of friends, and they have a number of friends themselves who are very concerned about nuclear war and want to be safe from nuclear war. Quite frankly, it's a reasonable concern based on what I'm seeing and hearing. We have the former, just to refresh your memory, it was been about 4 weeks ago, the former director of the CIA, Woolsey, stating publicly the information that the two North Korean satellites that pass over the United States every 12 hours have nuclear weapons in them. Myself, Paul Martin, others, have been speculating for a year or more whether there's nukes inside those satellites or not. Well, if you've got the former director of the CIA saying that they're in there, that's a pretty good heads up, I'd say. What would be his possible motivation for lying? I can't think of what that would be offhand. I can think of some serious motivation to use laser-based, space-based weapons to take out the North Korean satellites when they're someplace where they can do less harm with the EMP, by the way. We don't need EMP. Maybe they're going to blast them out of the sky over the Antarctic. That'd be a pretty good deal. All these issues, all these concerns, some are more valid than others, obviously. John Moore's not going to change the outcome of what North Korea will or will not do, or the United States is going to do or not do. I'm not going to be able to do that. And odds are, any of you listening to me won't be able to either. I don't believe my show is being broadcast in the West Wing of the White House. It might be, there might be a listener or two there. If they are, they're keeping quiet about it. No, you need to take personal responsibility. That's what you need to do. These geopolitical matters, such as World War III, all you can do is do your best as an individual or individual family to be safe and secure. That's what you can control. You can control your own outcome. You can't control what these major powers do. But you have some measure of control over the outcome involving your family. That's what you have. So what do? Well, go to my website at thelibertyman.com. Scroll down to where it says Field Training Exercise USS Liberty, December 31st, 2018. You pick your scenario. There's five listed there. You can dream up your own if you like to. Those are five of the big ones. Then I go on to give advice. Number one, get your spiritual house in order. This is not optional. We know from the accounts of men and women who were in prisoner war camps and concentration camps in World War II, that the men and women who had a strong spiritual foundation going into those camps had a much higher likelihood of surviving than the ones who did not. They may have been just as healthy, just as skilled, just as clever, just as and intelligent, but the difference was spiritual preparedness. Number two, skills. You're going to need lots of skills. And the two skills I focus on, because they will be in the biggest demand as far as supply, whether you have a group of six or 600, ham radio skills and emergency medical treatment skills. Granted, there's literally dozens of other skills that would be good in a short-term or long-term crisis, but those two are foundational and, in my opinion, not optional. Three, establish and work with your team. It's going to be family-based, friends, people to go to church with, maybe some coworkers, people who served in the military with, college buddies, whatever it is. Whatever it is, establish your team. You have to be trusted individuals that you've known for years. You don't want to be bringing in new people that you've just met. That would not be wise. And number four, establish your safe haven. That's going to be different things for different people. You may already be living at your safe haven like I am. Maybe you have a place that you plan on staying at yourself, as sheltering in place, as they say, which can work out depending on where you are and what your resources are. I generally do not advise sheltering in place in a major metropolitan area. I don't believe that's wise at all. I think you're setting yourself up for failure. Ultimately, best case scenario, a hobby farm 100 miles plus from a major metropolitan area. A hobby farm being a place where the food, produce, animals grown on the premises are meant for consumption on the premises. That's a hobby farm, as opposed to a commercial farm where you're attempting to earn income and make a living. Hobby farms don't just pop up out of the ground, by the way. You think you can go through the seed catalog, get some tools from the local hardware store, farm supply store, start a garden and feed yourself? That's not going to happen, not the first year. It won't happen the second year. By the third year, you might be providing a portion of what you need to live to eat. By the fourth and fifth year, you might be getting closer to providing everything you need to live for you and your family. That's a realistic timetable, as opposed to being an armchair farmer and thinking you can figure this out by reading books. Granted, reading books will help a lot, but there's no substitute for getting your hands in the dirt, dealing with everything there is to deal with Mother Nature and humidity, temperature, precipitation, wind, all those things. Things that want to eat up what you're trying to grow, which there's plenty of those. I go on to mention, get yourself a spiral notebook. Now, this is simple stuff. I know it's simple, but it needs to happen. Here's our break. Call number is 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about Migrelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated...
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. It's taken 3 years before I could offer the Intershelter domes for sale. During those 3 years, several different governments and militaries were taking all their production. The Intershelter Dome homes may be just what you've been looking for to provide affordable, energy-efficient, permanent, and attractive housing. These dome homes are prefabricated units that can be assembled in a few hours by two men with a ladder and simple hand tools. Check out the photos of these dome homes built in the Arctic, on tropical beaches, in suburban areas, and in forests. All the details, many photographs, and the pricing of the dome homes are listed on the left-hand side of my homepage at thelibertyman.com. I think you'll find these homes are not only attractive, but they're energy efficient and a bonus. You can disassemble them and reassemble them as many times as you feel you need the need to. Pretty great, huh? Something that's very, very unique. Check them out at my website at thelibertyman.com. We are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Tuesday, the 7th of November. Preparedness is one of my mantras. It's been so for 40 years. I did my first professional paid preparedness consultation 40 years ago this past summer, 1977. Most recently in Hattiesburg, weekend before last, Hattiesburg, Mississippi. You know, we do hope to be back down there sometime soon. It may be January or February, but that's relatively soon. I became interested in preparedness in the current manner that I am when my daughter was born. Obviously, in the Army, in Special Forces, we had our own version of preparedness, but it's what the military does, why they do it, how they do it, has little relationship to the private sector. Very little, in my opinion. I've done both. Prior to my daughter being born, I was in the military mindset, I guess you could say, of preparedness, which included being a healthy, strong male, and having the skills that I learned in the military. But I quickly, instantly, I should say, realized once my daughter was born, and I look at this helpless human being who was only a few minutes old, and knew instantly, it was like a shot of bolt of lightning through my spine, that I was the person ultimately responsible for this child's welfare and well-being. And I took that very seriously. And even though she lives 2,000 miles away from me, I still have that sense of responsibility for my daughter as well as my grandchildren. That's me. I know a lot of people don't feel that way about children or grandchildren, but I do. That's just me. I do take it seriously. And it's different. What it takes to be safe and secure for civilians is different than it is for the military. There is some commonality, but there's a lot of things that are different. Obviously, everybody needs access to clean drinking water. That's not even a little bit different. Obviously, everybody needs access to healthy, nutritious food. No difference there. Where the differences are is amenities such as shelter, sleeping accommodations, exposure to the elements, exposure to danger, and the ability to confront danger head on and aggressively go after danger as opposed to attempting to get away from danger. That's a major difference right there. So, as I sometimes say, I've seen the consequences of war up close and personal. The sights, sounds, and smells of war are very real to me. The consequences of intentional violent death are very real to me. So I go on to getting a spiral notebook. Why would you need a spiral notebook? Well, that's to make notes. So the notes all stay in one place, ink on paper notes. I know if you're under 40 years old, probably any notes you take are involve the use of an electronic device. That's fine as long as the device works. You don't have to worry about ink on paper working. It's going to be there for you. In fact, there's special papers that you can get that are water resistant of all things. And it's I looked into selling this stuff, but I couldn't figure out how to do it and make it worth my while. Right, it's RITE. It's Romeo India Tango Echo. Right in the Rain. They make a line of paper products that are water resistant. Here's our break. Call number 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite, Allow me to read you one of them from Amazon.com. I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. I was a little bit alarmed, as I have always been in good health. I started this regime as soon as it arrived, and I have noted that the heaviness in my chest is gone and the pressure headaches I have been having are lessened. I am hoping to see greater results as time progresses, as I am an avid non-user of pharmaceuticals and avoid them at all costs if possible. This was, I think, a great alternative to heart medication. Not that I am a doctor, and for some, there is no choice, but again, for someone like me, I am so far pleased with the results. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We're continuing our energy cleaner promotion, which began August of 2016. In this promotion, you get to buy an energy cleaner $70 off retail and a mattress pad 10% off retail. $200 of the purchase price of the energy cleaner goes to Republic Broadcasting. This is a great way to help get energy cleaners out to people who need them and have some financial issues to deal with. And, of course, a great way to support Republic Broadcasting. Here's what you do. Send in a postcard. My address is John Moore, P.O. Box 201, Davidsville, Missouri. We pick a postcard every 2 weeks. If your postcard is drawn, you get the chance to buy the energy cleaner $70 off retail and 10% off the mattress pads. Put your name and your address, your telephone number, and your email address on the postcard, and we wish you the best of luck. Thank you. All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Tuesday, the 7th of November. My website is thelibertyman.com. I had lunch with a friend yesterday, and we were talking about my website. And he wasn't aware, because we haven't talked about it in a while, of all the images of continents with new coastlines in movies and TV shows posted to my website. I particularly like to focus on NCIS, and it's a hugely, hugely popular television show, NCIS. And the director's office, which is a very elegant dark wood paneled office, has a map of North America, the lower 48, with new coastlines. No Florida, no Baja California. It's not crystal, at least the images we've got so far are not crystal clear and sharp. I have reason to believe there most likely is at least one image on one of these episodes, because there's been so many. How many years has it been on TV? Of that map. It's posted on the wall facing the audience. It's got its own light on it now. Originally, it didn't have its own light and had a plain Jane frame. Now it's got a nice fancy gold frame and its own light on it. I say there's a high likelihood that one of those episodes has a nice crystal clear sharp image. It's going to be one where the actor is in close proximity. That's the nature of these television cameras. They can only focus on one thing at a distance at a time. So they're focused on the actor 10 feet in front of the map. The map's going to be out of focus. The if the actor's right next to the map, then that map will be in focus. So I know we have a lot of listeners that watch a lot of TV. NCIS is hugely popular. So when you're while you're watching new or older episodes, especially, keep a sharp eye out for a nice, sharp, crystal clear image of that map in the director's office of NCIS. Get that screen capture to me, and you get your choice of any of my five DVDs as a thank you. In fact, I'm shipping out two today for one map that's already posted and another one that will be posted soon. The most recent one as posted is a 1957 movie titled The Night the Earth Exploded. The next one will also be a 1957 movie. That'll make one TV show and two films from the same year, 1957, 60 years ago, where these images popped up. I'm not sure what was going on in 1957, but that's what we got. Also, my website, of course, are Energy Clinics for Sale. It's my home business. It's something I do. When you place your order, I pack it up. I take it to the Cherryville post office, put it on the counter, and it goes out priority mail. It's my home business. If you place an order for a mattress pad, I'm the guy that reconfigures them and packs them up also. I do all this stuff personally. I don't have any help. Occasionally, when I get covered up, my wife will give me some help doing some packaging. But for the most part, I do it myself. My friend Tom Berryhill is a manufacturer of the energy cleaner. I use mine every night. If you have arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, it will probably help. Not getting a great night's sleep, probably help. Keep in mind, you're risking nothing because I offer, for me to you personally, a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. For me to you personally, it doesn't involve the manufacturer, 30-day money-back guarantee. I take PayPal, most secure way to make any payment online. PayPal now takes payments, by the way, if you happen to live in the U.S., MasterCard, Visa, checks can be sent to my address at thelibertyman.com. You want to place your order on the telephone, just call up my toll-free order line. Don't try to call me. 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. We're taking your question, calls, and comments here at Republic Broadcasting. Call number is 800-313-9443. And talking about preparedness. It doesn't have to be expensive. It can be. You can do okay either way. When I was standing on the veranda of the home of the former president of the Bank of the Philippines in Manila, near Manila, a few years back, that my host and the guests there that were there for my presentation, they asked me, John, who's going to survive this? And we're 3,000 feet above sea level on a veranda overlooking the ocean. There's some islands out there. The Philippines, I think, is about 1,000 islands, by the way. I pointed out to one of the islands, I said, you see that island over there? People on that island that are barefoot with machetes, cast iron cook pots, and grass huts, they're going to survive because their lives aren't going to change. Now, the people that were hosting me, these are wealthy people, and they understand that their lifestyle depends totally on two things, electricity and electronic impulses on a hard drive in a bank, which constitutes wealth these days. Once those two things are gone, their lifestyle is gone. No more elegant lifestyle, no more servants, it's just finished. They understand that very well. These are very bright people. They speak English better than my hillbilly neighbors, by the way. So there's both ends of the spectrum. I've worked with marketing the high-end shelters for people who have some financial wherewithal. I've worked with people who are barely scraping by and everybody in between. And it's a matter of how bad do you want it? Not a matter of money. Now, I've seen mistakes being made in the high-end shelter business, primarily. No end game. What do you do when the crisis is over and you leave the shelter? The high-end shelters don't offer, unless something's changed, that anything I'm aware of to deal with that matter. No, I do truly feel that hobby farms are the best solution for the most people. And the callers are starting to roll in here finally. We've got first Paul in New Jersey. Good morning, Paul.
John, I don't know if you've been following the news concerning Harvey Weinstein.
Not really. Well, what I have noticed is the floodgates opening and victims of all kinds of sexual misconduct from many different people are now coming forward. But go ahead, Paul.
Well, that's typical, and most people who are mature know that, you know, Hollywood is filled with sexual perverts, and there's the casting couch and all the rest of that. And,
right.
I argue that women volunteer to do that. I don't think they're also innocent. But nonetheless, here's the disturbing thing about Weinstein, right, is that they're finding out now that he is involved with the Mossad and other Israeli intelligence agencies, or people from the Mossad, keeping lists on basically Americans, actresses, all the rest of it, and to help him
blackmail
in Hollywood.
You're talking about blackmail lists. Well, CIA has been doing the same. FBI did that. That's how J. Edgar Hoover stayed in office as director of the FBI for decades, was the blackmail list he had on presidents, congressmen, and senators. Go ahead.
Well, that's one thing. At least J. Edgar Hoover was an American. The fact of the matter is Weinstein, because of his Jewish identity issues, now he's working with basic Israelis and foreigners to do this with Americans.
Well, I think we need to be talking past tense, because once you've been exposed, the intelligence agencies will shut you out and cut you off. But that was a past activity that's come to a screeching halt. Go ahead.
Well, I think it's still going on with many dual allegiance Jews in high places throughout the United States. You know, Nigel Farage said something this week that got him in a little bit of trouble, but he basically said the truth. He said, the problem isn't Russia. We shouldn't be worried about Russia. The problem is Jews, I'm going to take it further and say it's dual allegiance Jews in this country who have strong ethnic ties towards Israel and want to use basically exploit American for the benefit of Israel.
Right. And well, I'd expand what you're saying to include any dual national as being a possible threat to national security, which is why our president cannot be a dual national, that our last one before this one was a dual national. We don't know that he had a passport from Kenya, but since his father was Kenyan, he could have had a Kenyan or a British passport since it was part of the British Commonwealth at the time. Clearly and obviously, he was a dual national and was not qualified to be president of the United States. And I don't know why that wasn't brought up in the nomination process, but it should have been. And Paul, right. We need to move on here. We got another caller, but I do thank you for your call, sir. We got Stephen in Iowa. Good morning, Stephen.
Yeah, good morning. My observation along the lines of your map is a different subject, but it's still the mindset that they're trying to put in. In the movie Winchester 73 with James Stewart, what's-his-face, Rock Hudson's character, he's a typical Hollywood white guy playing an Indian. He has swastikas on his horse blanket, but they're backwards, if I remember, relative to the evil Nazis. So his swastikas...
Right, well. The swastika is right. That's, you find that in Native American tradition and also in India as well. It's not unique to the third. Probably Chinese. I don't know. But what's your point, sir?
The point is they're trying to program us, get us ready for it. Looking for the emblem of Columbia Clothing Company. Fill in the lines, you got to correct Nazi swastika. All they're trying to do is desensitize us and make us think that this is correct and goodness, what There's another movie called Petrified Forest with Humphrey Bogart. One of the drunkards at the beginning of the movie has a bespangled belt on, and he has swastikas on that, too. So it's kind of similar to your map of the CONUS you're trying to get people to think about.
Okay.
They're doing that everywhere.
All right. Stephen, thank you for the call. We appreciate it, sir. The call number is 800-313-9443. Well, okay. We go all different directions on the show, obviously, and that's what you have with a live call-in show is going all different directions and giving people an opportunity to speak. And that's what that's another thing we do here is give people the opportunity to speak and share information. I have very grave concerns about the direction this country is going to. One of the advantages of having lived seven decades is I have the advantage of hindsight to have observed and seen how our society and our culture has changed over the decades. You can get some of that by diligent homework, whether it's reading books or watching movies, you know, whatever it might be, but that's observation from a distance is one thing. Having lived it is something else. I've lived a lot of life. If you read my bio, I've done things that are pretty extraordinary. People I had dinner with last night, we were talking about responsibility, reaction to crisis, and I told them, I said, there aren't many people whose employment, if they screw up during employment, somebody gets executed. Much of my life, the consequences of John Moore screwing up could be somebody being executed. That's pretty much as serious as it gets, I think, don't you? Pretty much as serious as it gets. That if you screw up in your place of employment, somebody gets put to death, executed. And yes, I know how to work under pressure and deal with pressure. Been there, done that, got the t-shirt, as the expression goes. You know, I have no fear of working under pressure. I have no fear of taking on that kind of responsibility. I've done it so many times. I was also telling my friends I had dinner with last night, I said, I rarely... the topic of Doug Hagman came up, who's another talk show host. And I said, I read Doug's novel, a detective novel. And I told Doug, I said, Doug, I never read detective novels. It's too much like being at work. I don't read detective novels, but I made an exception, Doug, for your novel because you're my friend. And it was a great novel, very well done, by the way. But as much as I read, and I typically, especially in the wintertime when there's less time to be outside doing fun things, I'll read a book a week, maybe a book every 3 or 4 days. And I love to read. It's one of my passions. I get great enjoyment from reading, but I simply don't read detective novels. It's not fun to be back at work. As good as I am at investigating murders, I don't read murder mysteries for enjoyment. I will make an exception. Steve Whitman has also written a couple of murder mysteries, and I've read those, and I enjoy those. But I typically don't go seeking them out. What's that have to do with anything? Well, it has to do with why I'm sitting in this chair talking to you. I've lived a lot of life, and I have a lot of perspectives that very few people have. Perspectives on how the world works, why it works, how to be safe. I volunteered to a couple of other friends of mine. They make a run through St. Louis twice a week, dropping off produce that they make at their hobby farm. And I volunteered to go with them because they're not from this area. They know how to go to their little destinations and get back, but they really don't know the neighborhoods they're going through like I do. Having worked those streets for decades and lived in the city for decades, I know those streets. I know those neighborhoods. And I hope to provide some insight as to what those neighborhoods are really like and which areas are certainly clearly more dangerous than others. There's no really safe place in a major metropolitan area. Some places are safer than others, but there's no place that's truly safe, in my opinion, in the public domain anyway. So that'll be a fun trip to go with him and see the neighborhoods he goes to. Here's a break. Call number is 800-313-9443.
Can we talk about something serious for a minute? Your age. Getting old has its perks. But remember, being a few years younger, you know, your hair was thicker, you didn't have so many wrinkles, that extra weight wasn't haunting you, and you just felt better. Well, we can't turn back the clocks and go back 10 or 15 years, but you can start feeling and looking 10 or 15 years younger with Nature's Youth RSF. It's a doctor-formulated daily supplement that helps your body maintain its peak performance and fight the aging process. Imagine sleeping better, looking better, and feeling better. See how Nature's Youth RSF has helped thousands of people just like you at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. The holidays are coming. Imagine how it will feel when your family and friends are asking you what you did to look so good. Your secret will be Nature's Youth RSF. It's time to start looking better and feeling better. Learn more and order your Nature's Youth RSF at naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality. There is an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen, back to J.R. Moore here on Tuesday, the 7th of November. We got, what, about 7 weeks left this year, and it'll be 2018. A frequent topic of discussion among many people I know is how time seems to be speeding up, and that certainly appears to be the case. It seems like I was just bought my 2017 calendar just the other day, and here I am, already taking delivery of my 2018 calendar, and making dates in that calendar. That's what can you say? For me, time started speeding up my senior year in high school. It seemed like that senior year in high school just flew by compared to the other three. And ever since then, life has been a whirlwind of activity, work, setting goals, achieving goals, living life, and so forth. And I hope that's what it's been for you, a life of setting goals and achieving goals and living your life the way you choose to. That's what life can be and should be. Being healthy is a critical, non-optional part of that. I met a woman a couple of months ago, about 3 months ago. She's about my age, and she comes from some considerable family wealth, and her health is very, very marginal. The woman appears to be quite fragile. Mostly from what little bit I found out, a consequence of allopathic medicine and prescription pharmaceutical products and so forth. And it's such a tragedy, regardless of your financial wherewithal, such a tragedy to not have health and vigor. That's why we talk so much on the John Morris Show about health and health-related matters. I was talking to Dr. Phil yesterday, and beginning this Friday, we're going to have a health tip of the week, something that would apply to all human beings all the time that are either low cost or no cost, relatively low cost compared to other health-related matters. And I know based on the popularity of my prepper tip of the day that the health tip of the week is going to be a popular addition to my show. And Dr. Phil strongly supports that. I had my monthly visit with him yesterday, and we're both looking forward to doing that. It'll be a lot of fun. We've got a top of the hour break coming up here in less than a minute. We're not going to take any more calls. And Leon Green should be with us if he's not off doing some exotic adventure training someplace. I have to hand it to Leon. He's really living life to its fullest, taking all the courses out there at Front Sight and the other things he does. He would be a great asset for anybody's team, and I would make a place for him in my team any day of the week. He's a very resourceful gentleman, very bright, very resourceful with a lot of excellent skill sets. And we'll be talking about what Leon's up to, and of course, doTERRA essential oils. The son of a friend of mine looks like he'll be deployed to a cold environment. We're going to be looking up some essential oils to help with that situation. Here's our top of the hour break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Let's get this man to the ER, stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.